Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Here's how the NFL, I think, is manipulating this. So the Ravens and the Browns play in Baltimore first on Saturday.
That is correct.
The Ravens win. They win the AFC North. They're the third seed. That's it. Boom, done, over with. That means the Steelers against the Bengals have nothing to play for.
Like, nothing at all.
No.
Like, so they're locked in to that seed no matter what.
I believe that that is what the case is. But at that point, you know, what are they playing for? And this is, does Mike Tomlin at that point decide, okay, we're going to, you know, play Justin Fields. We're going to, you know, we're not going to play George Pickens. And do we allow the Bengals to go in there, you know, and win a game that they need badly to win? But that, if the Bengals win, that means the Denver and Kansas City game means something in Denver on Sunday. So that game would mean that Denver would have to win, assuming that what happens with Miami and the Jets, Denver still has to win to get in. But here's the interesting thing. If Miami wins against the Jets, the Bengals win against the Steelers, okay, if the Broncos lose, Miami goes. Okay, so, but if the Bengals lose, they're out. And if the Dolphins win and the Broncos lose, the Dolphins are in.
Got it.
So I think one of the reasons why the NFL did this is because if Baltimore wins, they're going to clinch.
So if I'm the Steelers, if I could find a way to Houston, that's what, if I'm anybody, if I could find a way to Houston, I'm going to Houston because that team stinks. I'm sorry. Whoever plays that team, I am betting on, and watch, this will come back to bite me, but I'm betting on that team and being so confident in, because I've seen enough of them this year. They are nowhere near the team they were last year. So, Fleegs, you were telling me there's a way. So what is the way for the Steelers to go to Houston and not Baltimore?
They would have to be the fifth seed.
So they'd have to win. So
if they lose and the Chargers win and the Chargers are playing the Raiders, then the Chargers are the four. Or they jump to the five and they go to Houston.
So right. If I'm Mike Tomlin, hell,
I still want to win.
I'm playing my guys and I want to win.
Because you want to go to Houston.
And then, because that's a free ticket to the divisionals.
Yeah, but
right through there.
You know how these coaches look
hot
at this.
Hot knife through butter.
I know, but you know how these coaches look at this, man. They look at it as a potential, you know, anybody that has anything wrong with them, like a Cam Hayward or a TJ Watt, don't play those guys in games that you know, even you, it doesn't matter who you're playing the next week. You don't want to hurt a guy that, or play a guy that may need a week off.
Yeah, but I mean, this is,
you know,
this,
how these coaches are. They but don't, they
Mike
don't,
Tomlin has not won a playoff game in a very long time,
and that's why he's going to want all his guys healthy.
Okay, but
which would mean that they would have to go back to Baltimore.
Yeah, they don't want that. You got to play your guys, man. And Mike Tomlin's, I don't feel like he's arresting the guys type of guy.
I still think
it's AFC road action.
Fuzzy's got AFC home action.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do think, I don't know. I just think that if there are guys that are nicked up and that are not 100%, and he knows he's already got, you know, the playoffs clinched, he may not play certain guys.
I don't know. I'm going to say he plays everybody. That's what I think. I think he's playing. I think they're going balls to the wall, Dan Campbell style.
To me, the game, see, what would have happened had the, if they play the Bengals Steelers first and the Steelers win, then Baltimore has to play.
By the way, what is the difference? Because we had this conversation yesterday and that you disagreed with me when I said that Dan Campbell should be sitting a couple of guys in a meaningless game, and now you're telling me that the Steelers should be sitting these guys?
That's a different situation. That was a week before they had a huge game. I don't think you want to be
sitting. This is
there.
A week before they have a huge game, too. They're playing in the playoffs.
That's a one and done. This wasn't a one and done for the Lions last week.
I don't see the difference at all. I really don't.
I know you don't.
Well, the reason I don't is because there isn't a difference.
There is a difference.
What is it?
I mean, you know, Dan Campbell wants the one seed, and he wants to keep his team playing, and he doesn't want to take the pedal off the metal. He wants to keep it down. He wants to keep it pressed. He wants to keep his guys engaged. He wants to. He doesn't want to take any time off. Doesn't want to take anything for granted.
So Mike Tomlin wants to take the pedal off the metal?
A little different story because he knows that he's got the playoffs locked up. And I'm just telling you. Like,
so the Lions.
So TJ Watt has had a foot injury.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you don't have to play him and you can get him rested up for the most important game, which would be the next game, the playoff game, If you knew you already had it all locked up, would you rest him or wouldn't you?
I would. I mean, but just like I would have not played Jared Goff or Jahmyr Gibbs. And they also, if I'm not mistaken, they haven't had a bye since week 5. The
Lions?
The Lions?
Yeah. I guess it is. I don't
know. So, I mean, I would, I would have done.
One thing I will say is that for the Steelers, I'd much rather play the Texans than have to go to Baltimore in the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you got to believe that the Chargers are going to beat the Raiders.
You would think. I mean, that would be insane if Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers lost that game.
And the interesting thing is that, you know, they'll know as well where they're set up to go depending on what happens on Saturday.
Yeah. No, I bet you we see the Steelers. I mean, the fans are going to want them to play in that game. They're starters to play in that game. I mean, that to me is the difference between Mike Tomlin winning his first playoff game in a very long time or not. Like, Tomlin's got to be thinking that too. Like, we have a perception of Mike Tomlin here as this unbelievable head coach. He's great. He's a Hall of Famer. We love all his quotes. Out there, he's had his winning seasons. They have not won a playoff game in a long time. And this is the Pittsburgh Steelers. They got 6 Lombardis. This is not some rinky-dink franchise. They know what winning is. So there's a lot of pressure on him to win a playoff game, especially with the year, the way this has gone, and how he's a star on Hard Knocks and all this crap and coach of the year and blah, blah, blah. They got to win a playoff game.
So who's got more pressure on them going into the playoffs, him specifically, or Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh?
It's a very good question. I would say Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh just because I think most people view them as better than the Pittsburgh Steelers, even though their records aren't that much different.
Okay.
But it's got to be the Ravens because Ravens have had better teams and lost.
All right, let me add one more to that list. Sean McDermott and the Bills.
The Bills. The Bills take that one. I think the Bills are on top.
The Bills are on top now.
I think they are. Would you agree with that order? I would go Bills 1, Ravens 2, Steelers 3, if those are the 3 I'm choosing from.
I still think Lamar. I think Lamar, because I think he's going to have a really good chance of winning the MVP again this year. And I just feel like, you know, we've seen this from him before, and then unfortunately they get into a playoff game, and then all of a sudden, you know, all that flash and dash and everything doesn't seem to be there.
Yeah. It's close. It's definitely very, very close. I mean,
Josh Allen has played well in pretty much all these games. You know, he's busted his ass doing everything he normally does. You know, and, you know, the Ravens have lost. I know Buffalo lost a home game, but, you know, the Ravens have lost home games, and it's not been pretty.
Yeah, but I feel like there's a window with these teams.
With both of those teams.
Yeah, I know. And they got to get it done at some point. The problem is you run into the Kansas City Chiefs every year.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the issue. And by the way, this is one of these things, talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. So Patrick Mahomes doesn't go to the Pro Bowl this year. So, okay, not a big deal, whatever. But something that we had heard a million times over the last couple of weeks with Aaron Rodgers defenders. Hey, if you take Patrick Mahomes' numbers and Aaron Rodgers' numbers, they're like the same. And people go, oh, wow, really? But here's the thing that nobody was saying. Patrick Mahomes had a bad year for Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
This was not a Patrick Mahomes year.
It was their deep, but if the Jets' defense was as good as Steve Spagnuolo's defense in Kansas City, maybe his year would be going to the playoffs.
Aunt Ball's uncle, we've been here before.
Yes, we have.
But you can't tell me that, you know, wow, he had the same year as Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes wasn't that good this year.
But, you know, Patrick Mahomes wins every fourth quarter.
He does, and the Jets didn't do that.
And unfortunately, Aaron Rodgers did not win the fourth quarter. It's like in 5 games this year where they had the chance to win the game.
Exactly. So, That's the biggest difference.
You put Patrick Mahomes in that position, that's where his numbers start to elevate.
And I still think
some quarterbacks, that's where their numbers start to dissipate.
Who's got the best chance of going in there and beating them? Buffalo? It's not the Ravens. You can't say the Ravens.
Why couldn't you say the Ravens? I mean, the Ravens have been, you know, they've got a multi-dimensional offense. They got
because,
a running back.
Because they really haven't done it. Like I've seen Josh Allen go toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes on that field.
Yes.
In Arrowhead.
And Josh Allen should have won that game.
Yeah.
If it weren't for Perry Fuel and a defense.
Oh, my God.
Remember that defense?
Yeah, I
13
do.
Seconds.
No, wait, it was Leslie Frazier.
Leslie Frazier, not Perry Fuel.
Yeah.
Leslie Frazier, yes.
Yeah, I was going to say Perry Fuel. But yeah, if it wasn't for that, then.
I mean, and by the way, yeah, week one, Baltimore should have won the game in Kansas City. If Isaiah Likely's foot doesn't come in out of bounds.
Yeah. But you're talking playoffs as opposed to regular season. Like we just talked about Lamar Jackson in the regular season.
Buffalo could be Kansas City, but I think Kansas City's playing their best football right now. They got Marquise Brown back. Isaiah Worthy's playing better. I mean, like, they have their full complement of offense now.
They do. They do. DeAndre Hopkins being there. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be the Chiefs again coming out of the AFC, isn't it?
It feels that way.
Going to have to deal with that again. But we're not going down there this year, so don't have to worry about it.
I mean, honestly, I think America.
America?
America, except for those people in Minnesota, want to see Detroit and Buffalo.
Yeah, this is another one of these things.
What do you think, Al? Who are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for Detroit. I'm not rooting for Buffalo, though.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Detroit and who?
I don't really have an AFC team that I'm like.
You got to have an AFC team.
Yeah, I'm not.
Chargers and Jim Harbaugh?
No, Chargers, no Chiefs, no Bills.
How about if the Bengals make it?
Yeah, the Bengals I would root for.
Okay.
All right, so.
No Broncos, no Bo Nix Sean Payton?
Yeah, those guys. No. I'd root for those.
Does America realize.
America.
That the Vikings also have never won a Super Bowl.
America knows that.
Okay, so then why does America want the Lions?
Because the Lions have never been to the Super Bowl. The Vikings have.
Yeah, but it's the 70s.
America wants the Lions. Mm-hmm. Telling you.
Okay, so then America must want the Texans then, too.
No.
America. Well, they've never been to a Super Bowl.
But they don't want the Texans.
But you just told me the reason why they wanted the Lions because
the Lions have been around for 100 years.
Yeah, I know, torturing us as football fans.
Yeah,
with their miserable franchise.
It's kind of like the Bills. Like you have a soft spot in your heart for the Bills.
Soft spot in our heart. You got. I mean,
see, like you are so activated.
It's unbelievable.
The fact that you are so activated right now. It's ridiculous.
You know, I like it better this way. Let them be the story. Let them be the team that everybody expects to win.
America wants them.
You know, America. America wants them.
Al, he is so activated right now.
Yeah.
You could tell because he's fighting me on everything.
Oh, so if we get Vikings or Lions, that's good. I don't need the Eagles, Packers, any of these other crummy teams.
Al doesn't want to see Saquon in the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, that's the problem. Gold jacket guy, Al.
Well, that's why, I mean, this Sunday night game is just so critical. I mean, it really is the difference between going to the Super Bowl or not. Like that's...
So this is like a pre-Super Bowl get-in game.
I mean, this game is as important as any regular season game that the Minnesota Vikings have ever played.
It's amazing that two 14-win teams, one is going to be a 5 seed and one's going
to
be a
1 seed. It sucks. It absolutely... And you know what? As much as I'm off Detroit and been slamming them and I don't like them... It's a crime if they end up being the 5 seed, just like it would be a crime if the Vikings end up being the 5 seed.
See, but the thing about it is the 5 seed going to either the Buccaneers or the Falcons, right?
But the problem is you most likely are going to have to win 3 games on the road.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah.
They could do it.
3 games on the road as opposed to 2 games at home. Which route you taking?
Well, let's say the Lions win this game. We may see a Vikings-Lions NFC Championship game in about 3 weeks in Detroit.
All right. You get on me when I get too activated. You get on me when I'm too negative. So I don't know what you're going to say to this.
You're fighting me. You're fighting me.
I don't know what you're going to say to this.
Fighting me.
But they can't go into Philly and win. They can't.
Yes, they can.
They cannot.
Yes, they can.
They cannot.
Yes, they can.
I've seen it too many times. They can't do it.
I think their defense is good enough to do it.